Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a vessel around me
ever. Can you say one more time, be a vessel, say,
be a vessel all around me.
I see you there, I see you.
Along the way,
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 along the way, some noise in this place. Bring it up. Yeah. Protection. 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 All of the way.
Made it. Never could have made it.
Without you.
Hey.
I
somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made
it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never
could have
made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it.
I want to take this time here and dedicate it to the broken. I want to talk to you for a moment. You see, I've been on this Christ walk for a good minute, you know. And I understand that there are some who got the thing figured out and down pat. But for the rest of us, every now and then, you know, life happens. And we need to simplify a little bit. This is the reason for this song. And I hope you hear my heart on it.
Can be changed.
nations so I can stand.
Tell the nations,
what it means. But I found the greatest gift wrapped in your salvation. Really much more simple than it seems. So I relinquish all my weary observation. Leave my so-called sacred knowledge at the door. When you died, you answered everything. I get a little bit needy. And I am yours.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. And God's peace and blessings be upon each and every one of you. As you know, this is the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Rawlings LLC, homemade jewelry that's top of the shelf, trust me. Check them out on the book, Rawlings. And that happens to be, as well as the Inspiration Factory, all offerings and the brainstorm of none other than author Larry D. Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, the boss man, the brain behind all of this. You know, without him, none of this would be here. So hats off to you, boss man. Tonight you got me, your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my brother in praise, Mr. Alonzo. What's good with you, Alonzo? Might help to unmute. Oh, he's back there doing 10 other things.
I'm here. I apologize.
That's okay. I was about to tell you, the busiest man on the mic. Multitasking at its best. How you doing tonight, bro?
I'm good, boss. How you doing tonight?
I'm well. I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Indeed. Thank God for another blessed day.
Yes, indeed. I see you over there. Automatically going to be coming to you in just a moment. Appreciate you, your patience hanging out with us. But
yes, sir.
You know, like I know, that this brings the show in the right and proper way. So, my brother, would you do us the honors of taking us before the throne before we get started?
Yes, sir. If we may, speak to our Father real quick. Draw our minds in and bow our heads. Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for this time we share with one another. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for the love that you've given us. Nourish our minds, bodies, and souls. Let us give the lessons and the knowledge of your will. Let tonight be an eye-opener for those that are listening and tuning in. May we seek your ways out of our ways. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Yes. We definitely need him. Man, oh boy. Do we?
Yeah.
But, tonight we're doing open mic poetry, but at the last moment something was placed in my spirit to address. So we're going to add this to it, and I'm going to ask each caller a question, as with you as well, Lonzo. And it's there's no right or wrong answers to this. I just want to amass maybe a little bit of help to someone who may be going through this. And the question I'm going to be asking you is, how do you process grief? You know, I look around the world today, I see so many sad faces, and through interacting with people, there's so many people that are hurting, that are grieving the loss of someone, the loss of a job. There's just a lot of grief in the world today. So I don't know. Something just told me to try to get some feedback on ways to process grief, you know, for each individual, because, you know, there's no set pat answer to anything, because each person reacts and responds differently. But I thought that might be something we might touch upon tonight. So I don't want to sound like I'm going to answer the question myself first, but I don't want to sound like it's a rote response or, you know, a generic response. But this is a response that comes from busting my butt and going through a lot of pain, a lot of turmoil, a lot of drama, a lot, because I didn't take this processing technique. And that was to pray, fervently pray, realistically pray, not just utter some words, but from your soul, pray out, and then sit still and listen. And in that sitting still, at least for me, something happened that you can't really describe. You can't, because it's almost like you didn't feel it. It's just like you sensed it. But there's just a moment where peace comes where the pain was. That doesn't mean that the hurt isn't still there, because you love that person, you love whatever it is that you're grieving over. But your ability to handle it, to process it, to channel it, changes. And then you continue on that till you get to a point where what once tore you apart now brings laughter, joy, smiles, and those memories of what you went through. So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's how I did it, though. I just had to really just get out my own way. And I'm sure there are a lot of other techniques, you know, singing, swimming, whatever, you know, that are all viable weapons. Because if it worked for you, then it let nobody say it's not the right way, you know. So I'm going to ask you right quick before we start with some poetry, Mr. Alonzo, what say you to how?
Yes, sir.
What is a way that you use to process grief?
Well, I mean, as you said earlier, there's so many ways of doing it. I sing, I dance, I get quiet. It just depends, you know what I mean? Like, one thing I try not to do today is inflict pain on myself. Sometimes when I'm going through grief, not knowingly, I tend to inflict pain on myself. So like depression or something simple, even picking at my skin, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it just depends. I mean, now I give it to God. I talk to God a lot. I talk to Father a lot. Back then, I just used to be in my head and receiving grief would, you know, like I would beat myself up. So now it's stay quiet. I think about it. I think it out. If necessary, I write it out. I'll start singing. That's my main thing I do is sing and dance. Try to change my thought process.
There you go. And if it works, if it works, it cannot be wrong. I appreciate that. I don't know where this is leading, but yeah, I'm taking quite a few notes on this discussion that we're going to have tonight. But we're going to keep things moving because we're going to hear what Mr. Automatic Charismatic has to say shortly. So I'm going to do a piece that I don't know why, but it popped up, and that's the one I'm going to do. So, and then we're going to open the mics and keep it moving.
I love moments like that, sir. Without further ado, I must say the mic is yours, King.
Why, thank you, King. Hey, you. Yo. Excuse me, bro. Can I have a word or a moment with you? Now, you do but don't know me. But you definitely will by the time I get through. I won't even introduce myself to you because you already partially know who I am. You see, I am you. Only not you. Yeah, I know it's kind of confusing for sure. Yet this clearly proves that we need to grow. Defining what seeds we will sow. Beyond lip service, who do we truthfully follow? Our actions realistically exemplify who we follow as Lord and King. Now we must ask ourselves, are you an ambassador of good and right or of anything? Now, I'm struggling with you and the me inside, and I can't even believe that you're strong enough to make me from me hide. How can I pull the wool over my own eyes? How can I allow you to have me believe my own lies? How can I be my own worst enemy and my own best friend? But more importantly, how do I bring this confusion to a unified end? I propose that we go before God's throne. Remember, He told us he would never leave us alone. I would wager it was us who left him soon after we approached his throne the last time. This time, we have to go back as one. We both need to remember that we submitted to his son, rising victorious from the ashes where black backsliding had begun. We have to pull ourselves together and go forward as one. This is a most prudent time to listen to self. Voice of God is your guide to spiritual health and eternal wealth. So when you hear God use you to say, hey, you, I think stopping and listening might just be the best route for you. Listen, God really does wish to speak with you.
We really need this clap button. Yeah, I love moments like that. For that you just, I don't know. Every time I listen, I reflect. I like how you said, I, you know me, partially.
Yeah.
At first, I thought you was playing God. You know, talking in my ear, and then you turned around and said, "No, it's me. It's the inner me."
Yes.
Yeah. That was a nice way to bring that in. I can't. I don't even have the words for it. You know. Normally, I would have asked, "Who'd you write that to? Who is that for?"
Me. It came from a whole. And it was a verbal dialogue. I'm glad nobody was around. It was a verbal dialogue. I was just sitting here talking to myself. And I was sitting there and I was actually turning as if I was talking to the other me. And then when that one was responding, I was turning back to, I was in here. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this on the air. Somebody might want to call them people out there, hug yourself jacket or something. Conversation with myself.
Yeah. What's wrong with consulting with the realest person you know?
Well, that's true. But look, yeah. I think it was a combination of the realest person I know to approach the two of us to tell us both that, me and the knucklehead. So I guess we are a triad. It's like he made us in his image, the Trinity. So I guess we are a triad.
Hello.
Well. It took one of us to tell the other two knuckleheads, I better get it together. We got to do this thing in unison as one. We can't have the carnal want to do it this way, and then the spiritual want to do it this way, and then it don't work. We got all me's got to come together.
Yeah, coincide.
Absolutely.
I get it. Great piece, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Do you want to do a piece, or do you want to wait till later, or are you? We have choices.
Well, you know, I kind of want to hear freestyle. So.
Oh, come think of it. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
This is perfect because in your absence last week, Automatic came.
Yeah.
And he was questioning where you were. And he had a little bit of a freestyle challenge, if I'm not mistaken, that he had discussed last week. Automatic, what's good, my brother? Welcome to the Inspiration Factory.
I thought that, peace and blessings, I thought that he was talking about you when he said freestyle, because you know you are the best. You just, I told you, anointing is on you, not me.
Automatic.
Can't
you
run away from it.
You control the mute button, don't you?
You try hiding the buses from the anointing. Why is it by inspiration trying to play high go seek against the anointing? Try. You know if we saw we'll catch up to
him. Yeah, you know what? We about to fire security and hire a whole new squad, Alonzo, because they keep letting this man slip through.
Playing high go seek.
Somebody get the back door.
Uh-huh.
I think he's coming in through the dumbwaiter or the food pantry thing or something. He's got a little secret entrance.
A little manhole. Yeah.
I'm glad he made it though. I will.
Yes, sir.
Keep it on to say that. I'm glad he made it. But
I do apologize for my absence last week. Sound like I missed something. Good.
Brother. Y'all freestyle kings, I'm telling you, Divine Inspiration. You don't want to freestyle at the Divine Inspiration. You don't want to go. That's too much pressure. Too much pressure.
Brother, I know.
I don't like going at the Divine Inspiration. I go after him.
Okay.
That's too much pressure.
Alonzo, you have to hear, aren't you? Mute
too
mic.
Much pressure. I got to go behind him. Too much pressure. He may freestyle. He going to freestyle me out. He going to freestyle me to heaven.
You know what? Your call about to drop. Oops. Now let me stop. Automatic. You're a wild man. I love you, bro.
You know, in the church, right? Divine Inspiration freestyle is so great that it makes me want to play an organ and people start dancing in the middle. And I'll
doing cartwheels.
You start playing the organ, dun 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 dun. Every time we do a freestyle, they start playing. I got praise. People start falling out. Look, you know how people fall out.
I tell you what,
lay hands.
Automatic.
His freestyle is like laying hands. If people start passing
I'm a compromise
out
with you.
In the spirit.
I'm a compromise with you, Automatic. I'm a compromise with you. I'm going to ask you a question.
You start laying
and
hands
I want you to
with
answer,
your freestyle.
And I want you to answer the question. And if you do so, then I might... See if I can convince Mr. Alonzo to freestyle with you.
I'm about to pray.
And then I muted Alonzo's mic so he can't even chew me out. That ain't right. I'm so sorry, Alonzo.
You work on the button. What's up with this?
Yes. You know, he up there. He all anointed, and he don't want to. You know what I mean? He don't want to step up to a plate.
No, I understand.
God bless you well. You don't want to show it though. You don't want to show
yep.
that heavenly freestyle he has.
Mhm. Now when he pops me upside my head and tell me go ahead and do that, you're gonna be the first to know. It may even be before the end of this show. But
you know,
but
I saw Oops Upside the Head. Oops Upside the Head.
Yeah, I wrote a poem about it.
I put the one here. There you go.
Oops, you know, you right. Let's go. You right up in your head. Pow.
But listen, Automatic. I'm gonna ask you this one question though, and this was just something that popped up, so it must. There must be a reason for me asking this for this platform tonight. How do you process grief? Now, in grief, I mean the overall grief. I mean, whether it be the loss of someone that you cared about, the loss of a job. You know, we grieve over a lot of things. It's not just death that we grieve over. So I just want to know. And like I say, there's no right or wrong answer to this because whatever works and got us through is what works and got us through. You know?
I would say that faith plays a huge role in it because it gets me closure. And try to I hang on with memory. I feel like if a person could be alive in your mind spiritually, a job, if you lose a job, I remember in church, Sunday school, the book of Job. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at Job, English says job. Job.
Okay.
Lost everything. Lost his wife, his kids, never took, but he never lost his faith.
Yeah.
What God has for you, no man can take it away. If God wanted to take you out, see, I lost a job, I lost a whole lot of things. I lost my iPad, I lost a lot of things. But you know what? And I could see Job in the truck driving business. Job. You know what I mean? And what you have to do sometimes is a testament. You can't get to the testimony without surviving the test.
Absolutely. Preach.
You have to pass the test to get your testimony. And then once you pass the test, then you can express your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like I've lost it all, but I never lost my faith. I even tell my girl, she say, car driver, down. It don't work right for you. I said, look, hold on to faith. That's why I'm here, my sisters. I don't have to. It's a big difference when I was at the hotel and I went to trying to go home. You only got one more day of pay. And being my sisters, I don't have to take just any job. You know, it's not that much of an emergency. I can say, hey, this is what I want. This is what I'm looking for in a truck driving job.
Like.
So God, now the blessing is that God put me into a place where I don't have to accept anything. Because you got to put value on yourself, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Say that again.
By me losing it, I'm gaining it. By me losing it, I'm gaining it. You have to believe the same things that you lost. You got to believe the same thing you lost, you get back. And that starts in your mind.
With interest.
If you're hurting, yeah, you're going to hurt. Yes, it's painful. Yes, you lose a lot of things. People go on Wall Street. They lost money. Can you get it back? How strong is your faith to get it back? You know, lose money. Money drop on the ground. Can you get it back? Our faith, see, is a testament of your faith. You're going to lose. You're going to have, it's like taxes. Taxes? In the tax bracket, a poet can attest to this. You have gains, you have losses. You're going to gain something, and sometimes you can gain a whole lot through your losses. Now you start gaining knowledge. It's more, the more the thing that has more value is knowledge. And material things don't last that long, but knowledge could last a lifetime.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, my brother, I think I got some more notes on that. I don't know where this is going to go, but I'll let you know as soon as I find out. But,
yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's but, like, you know, and then you get closure. You need closure. You have to have closure because you got all the knowledge in the world, but if you have no closure, you are bound to repeat the losses, and then you're not gaining. But if you have closure, now you can gain.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can start gaining,
and
that makes
door.
You work harder.
Yes, sir. You shut one door where one door is closed. He is just
yeah, one door closed, the other door opens.
So you have to get that closure in order to get beyond that. That's right. You know, I made some notes down here. That was a very powerful statement that you made.
That's with your freestyle.
On closure.
That's with your freestyle. Like one freestyle closed, the other freestyle coming right out you.
You gonna make me fight you? I got to come lay hands on you.
No, you just lock the door and I take the key. See what you did? I saw you when it came to freestyling, right? you had your key and locked the door. You didn't realize I had a copycat key and I locked the door so you could freestyle. So you tried to close the door on that and I unlocked it. You didn't realize, you didn't know. I made a copy of that key. I made you think that you had the only, so now I have to open up that door so you can freestyle.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, you closed the door, you tried to lock, you thought that you only had the key. Say, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, gonna leave me alone. Father Spirit, no, I'm opening that door up. I'm opening the door up. Now, it does bring pressure now. Because when you freestyle, I got to prepare. I got to come correct. Now, you just, I got to see, I need mic insurance after you freestyle. I'm asking for mic insurance. In the event that the mic does not work anymore after you have done your piece, your freestyle, just put the mic on fire. Might have to call the fire department. Any type of emergency. You know, it can happen because you freestyled on the mic.
Alonzo. Alonzo.
President Counterfort.
Do you have the thump pump going and the hip waders?
Yeah.
He is shoveling it on D. But you know what?
You know what song that reminds me?
I'm getting ready to go play a song. Then I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna see you automatic. All right. So just
okay.
Hold tight for a minute.
You know what song? You know what song to remind me of you when it comes to freestyle? He saw the best in me. No, Marvin Sapp. He saw the best in you about freestyling. He saw the best in you. The best.
You know what?
He saw the best in you. That's why you freestyle. That's why I had to unlock that door.
Automatic. I want you to hold tight right there. And I'm going to see you in just a minute.
All right now.
I won't be defeated. Oh, no. I won't give up now. Because I come too far to let my problem keep me down.
Yeah.
Take you.
peer pressure.
You make it, my brother.
And she didn't know that lost a child on the street.
Alrighty, we're back. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the Thrill Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number you must dial before the 10 o'clock hour if you want to continue on with us, should we go into overtime. You just finished hearing the antics of my brother, Automatic. Charismatic, who is a paramount freestylist, and he's always slapping challenges down, snapping down gloves, and he challenged my partner right here, Alonzo, last week, you know, but Alonzo wasn't here, so what are you breathing heavily for, Alonzo?
So,
yeah, you know what I was thinking? I haven't unmuted his mic, but you know what I was thinking? We should double team his butt. We should double team his butt.
Let's go. Let's go.
You're going to have to just sit there and take this. You're going to have to sit here and take this because we're going to freestyle a response to you, my brother.
You're going to give the titty.
I'll open your mic afterwards, but not right now.
Right. Don't give me ditty.
Okay. You were saying something to me earlier, Automatic, about some keys to lock doors. And I found that's pretty true, because within each of us, through the blood, we have that key that opens the doors to that one that we adore. We have that key that opens to all the riches God has in store. We have the key to open that locked door. It's a love of a Father that transpires anything we can think of. It lifts you straight to your core. The pathway to the blood of Christ is wide open. I can't understand why we have so many people suffering, walking around, moping, when in their hearts they should be praising you, Lord, hoping faithfully, Father God. Don't let your gift to us become a waste because we're so caught up in our own stuff. We pass by your blessing in haste. Father God, change our hearts that we taste and see. And that's that loving, life-giving water of the living well that we taste. When we come to you, Father God, yes, we receive your peace. That's when all those demons and hurdles from the past will cease. Because in you, my Father, you are the king of that sweet release. And that's that peace. On to you, Alonzo.
You, me, I. Thank you, Lord, for another chance to survive. I wonder what it's like. No, not really. I'm glad that I do have a relationship with you. I'm glad that there is an understanding that comes with the knowledge. I look around and see those that lack, and I feel bad, you know? but I'm glad there is. You, me, and I am in the image of you. You give me the strength. You give me the power. Even when it's gray, down, or I'm sour, or whatever, you know, I just look within. Earlier, we was talking about grief. And without your joy and understanding of it, grief would be different. I think it would be more devastating. Life would be, it wouldn't be understandable. And every turn that I turn would just be darkness. So ultimately, at the end of the day, as I always do, I'd like to thank you for the love, the knowledge, the understanding, the time, just being there as a father. I thank you, Father. In peace.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water, got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Chose that song automatic before I unmuted your mic after doing the freestyle pieces?
Yes.
It's because if something hit me midway through your barrage against me.
No, I don't mean it like that. But
through your commentary, something hit me. You said, you know what? Stop hiding and stand to the challenge and just step outside your comfort zone. You know, and just go ahead and do it. Shoot. And so that's why I said, I got something for you. And since you've been coming at me and my partner over here, we had to double team you a little bit, and we had to hold you down while we did it because I knew you would be getting on us. That's why I kept you muted. But I appreciate your tenacity because it made me do something, and that was kind of fun. Thank you.
Welcome. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Was that song by Uncle Charlie Wilson?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Gap Band.
Now you sound like little me.
Little boy. Yeah, so you know what? Talk about being blessed. Talk about overcoming a whole lot. Charlie mm-hmm. Wilson came over a whole lot during okay. his life. I mean, he's – that's when I say testimony. That's the
mm-hmm.
meaning of a testimony.
Yeah. You know, and if we think about it, we all have testimonies.
Yes,
we
do, because we all have tests. You're tested.
Yes, exactly. Every day we're tested, you know, and the fact that you wake up the next morning and you're ready to be or available to be tested again, that's a testimony right there because you made it through the previous test. These days are tests.
Yeah.
Trust and believe. Don't
you
think Satan ain't out there thinking about you a way to trip you up, and it's a test.
Amen.
Well, Or you going to get your stupid behinds up there and try something that you know you ain't got no business trying. It's a test. You can't blame it all on Satan because we do a whole lot of his work for him. But
I broke down testimony a while back. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I think I remember that.
You got two kinds of people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Got one that believe and the one that disbelieve.
Mm-hmm.
They come to the bridge and everything in the back of them. I called it possible and impossible. Possible and impossible. Come to the bridge. To come to a place. There's no bridge. So God said that he'll make a way. Right? First thing of building a bridge is you have to have time. So that T is going in the middle, right?
Right.
Now you need something to hold that T down. Which is effort. Now you have ST, the stability. So you already got the test, right? That's the test right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you got tests of your IMOs, intelligence, your motivation, and optimistic. Okay, your intelligence because your mind start growing. You start learning what it takes to build something. Your motivation is to keep you there. You don't want to go back to what you were dealing with, so you stay motivated. Optimistic, you feel like this is going to work. And the NY, instead of you saying no, you say yes to God. Yes, to God's word that he said that he's going to make a way out of no way. Before you went to the to that place to get to the other side, there was no bridge. But because you decide to create your own testimony, you create a bridge. Now everybody that hears your testimony can cross that bridge with you.
Okay. There you have it. Testimony. Well,
that's testimony. Y'all crossing that bridge with you.
There you go. There you go. Mr. Lonzo, you off for quiet today.
I'm taking everything
freestyle
in,
king,
sir.
Two freestyle king, I can't believe
I'm
gonna have to freestyle behind y'all. It is painful. It's unfair that I got here at Dope Freestyling, and then I got to come behind y'all. Come on, man. That's cruel and unusual punishment. You know, I'm gonna have to rebuke
Brother
that.
Paul, I think he called me in another show.
Not gonna make me
you,
go. That's messed up. I gotta come in here and freestyle after y'all. That's messed up. I'm gonna have to break. You know, I'm gonna have to rebuke that. Got that cruel and unusual punishment.
Alonzo, thank you for bringing out those hit waiters.
Okay.
Do you see how Divine Inspiration tried to be slick? I got it out of him. I told you I was cold. I'll open up that door. I said, God, give me that key, please, so I can go ahead and lock this door so he can go ahead and freestyle to the anointing that's on him.
Mm-hmm.
Anointing was knocking on the door, right? And I let the door. He said, Divine's Breast is like, okay, anointing, I'll see you later, okay? We'll talk. So I open up that door and say, hey, man, there goes the man right there.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. And with that being said, I'm going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours, King.
All right. Name of my freestyle is going to be Sending Shockwaves. In this place that I pray, and I pray that my words of love that be on display, that the pain and the agony will go away, and all the hate that's been upon us, and yes, so many people died, and injustice worldwide, all have cried, and we all look for the tears, and we all look and see, can there be a way, can there be a way? When I'm sending shockwaves and that open up the doors that were closing, and we be like the chosen, listen to God's word, and his horn voice will be heard, and everything that should be observed. The time that we that feel that we take a stand, and we know that we choose God's hand and pulling ourselves up. We're not falling on the floor. And while I'm sending shockwaves, I want to grab your attention and make God your addiction. And everything that his word that you shall listen, you see, if you can feel the power, you can feel the vision. Now the words and everything that the devil got the eviction. Notice, because you are not hopeless, and you will stay focused in everything that tries to come in front of you. Like trying to create a wall, you stand tall, and you know what used to be your downfall. There goes the testimony, building a bridge, and that you live in every effort that you give. I'm sending shockwaves, because I know what I used to be. I know what I've lost, and I know that negativity is false, and I know that I will keep fighting, and I know that I will not be down in the dumps, and I know that I'll raise my head high, and I'm sending shockwaves. I'm taking back what the devil took from me. I'm taking back, because try to steal from me, and I will be free. When I see shockwaves, can nothing hold back in the power at the spot of hour. Shockwaves forever, we hold it together. This is Automatic Charismatic, Lyrical Engine, 10 gears in the morning, up and dry.
And there you have it. And now you know why I stay in my lane and allow the freestyling.
You ain't get it off right now.
I'm going to mute your mic. You ain't getting it off right now. Now what you going to do? But Automatic, you know you're a beast in that, and you ain't gonna keep challenging me, making me come out there stumbling and bumbling and making a fool out of myself. Now I ain't gonna say making a fool out of myself, because God don't do that. So I take that part back. But I appreciate you coming through with the encouragement, and you knew the right way to pique me to make me go ahead and stand up and respond. Your tenacity is a beautiful thing, my brother. It really is. Mr. Alonzo, what say you to Mr. Automatic? I'm going to bring it back on for a brief second after you finish what you have to say.
I actually, for freestyle, I'm not even going to be mad. For freestyle, that was pretty detailed and thorough. You know, my thing is I always ask, who is you saying that about or writing that about her? I kind of want to know who is he talking about in general.
Automatic, you're coming back to respond to Mr. Alonzo's question. Who are you writing that to?
To the world events, to what's been going on, to hoping that people who want to do an injustice and everything. One thing about me, I do a lot of conscious poetry. So, you know, just I use the spiritual in it too, you know. I believe there's always a spiritual in consciousness, you know.
Absolutely.
You know. Yes. I do have a question for divine inspiration. Yes.
I swear I'm going to fire security.
I just want to say, for me to see, you inspire me to come out with something like that, because the way you bring it, I mean, I had no choice.
That ain't a question.
I had no choice.
That ain't a question. You said
no
you had
choice.
A question for me.
Well, how can I go after divine inspiration and don't bring it the way you bring your freestyle, the way you just be killing it? I mean,
what was your question?
You like, devil, stay down. I said, stay down, devil. Like, you just crushed the devil with your poetry. I mean, like, I'm like, wow, yo. He just clotheslined the devil. I mean,
please call your grandma when you get a chance. Call me. Thank you. Bye bye.
Did you get that Automatic? No more calls.
I like how you transitioned.
Hello?
That was crazy.
I told you I was going to get you back to that Automatic. What was
you
saying? What was you saying?
So I like how you transitioned.
Okay. I had to get it. He said he had a question for me. I ain't heard in 3 minutes. I didn't hear one question being asked.
I got a question.
What was the
question? I got a question.
Transition. Go ahead.
I just want to say I just became such a great freestyler. So I just want to know, you know, I just, because I'm such a fan. I'm such a fan. You know, the way you just be. You're like Tyson using the devil as a punching bag. I mean, like, pop, 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 pop. Here's some scripture. Pop, 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 pop. You know, like, I'm such a fan. Your freestyling, it's a knockout freestyle in the spirit.
How did you become one?
How did you become such a dope freestyler?
I want to say thank you for the compliment. I never considered myself like a great freestyler. I just feel that, you know, at the same time too, like when you, a freestyle is a freestyle, so you're letting off what's really going on, you know. And some people they don't know how to freestyle. Everybody knows how to freestyle, you know. Everybody, I can't say everybody.
Right.
Most people talk, you know what I mean, just talk to talk, and that's a freestyle to me. But you know
right.
what I mean, some make sense, and that's what I try to gear myself when I get to talking. I try to make sure everything that I say. Like, father, don't come back voided. Iron sharpening iron type situation.
There you go.
I like that. Iron sharpens iron, and we all become inspiration of each other.
Absolutely.
You know, for me, when I freestyle, it's like I have to have a spirit around me. I have to do it in the spirit. My woman's asked me, how do I come with words? I come with words the way the spirit, the way God gives me words. And I don't know what I'm going to say. Half the time, I don't know what I'm going to say. I just let the spirit guide me into what I need to say. You know?
Yes, sir.
You
so,
know what?
I totally understand it. It's based on the relationship. That's how one knows.
Yes.
The relationship you have is by the fruit that you're bearing. You know what I mean? So, you know, and not to pull no punches or side jokes. All, you know, from day one, I knew you as, or I was introduced to you as a freestylist. So, you know what I mean? Like, you came in and you did your, and you came in and you slapped your meat on the grill and got to cooking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I appreciate that. You know, you got to have a cookout. You know, Paul, Divine Inspiration, you know, he brings the onions for the burgers, the salt, the pepper. He put the seasoning up in there. You know, he, you know, put the corn on the cob. On the grill, you know, he'll put some baked beans.
You're talking about the mise en place. You're talking about getting the mise en place.
You know,
he just,
you ain't never had a cookout the way Divine Inspiration have a cookout. his freestyle is like, it's like opera.
Oh, And with that, let me tell you what we're getting ready to do. don't make me come visit you, Alonzo. what we're about to do is we're going to take a short music break. And I want everybody to think about a final piece. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to each do one final piece before we start setting things down. So we're going to take a quick music break. So either get your hats on, go out and use the restroom so that you're relaxed, sit back, put your feet up, you know, take your socks off, you know, baby, and come on back to the Inspiration Factory, 319-527-6300, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. And with that, we're going to You Deserve It by J.J. Halston.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless them in this place. Simple song.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Say it, y'all. Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah belongs to you.
Then we simply say, you deserve. Well, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. You deserve it, Lord, yeah.
All of the glory,
yeah. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory,
y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Amen.
All righty. We're back. And once again, this is the Inspiration Factory. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial within the next 25 minutes if you want to continue on with us. All righty. So what we're about to do now is we're going to, if this is agreeable to you, Mr. Alonzo, I'm going to spit a piece. And then you can spit a piece. Then we're going to open the mic and allow Mr. Automatic to spit a piece. And then we're just going to start the winding down process from there. Is that good with everybody?
Push play.
All right. That you on board with that, Automatic? Automatic. Wake up. Okay.
Right.
We'll open.
I fell out in the
spirit. Oh, there he goes. Let me try him again real quick.
Spirit.
All right. Did you hear what we were about to do, bro?
Yes.
Okay. You good with all that?
Yes.
All right, it's on and popping. All right, when the mic opens, it's your turn to shine.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to start off with... I'm going to start off with a piece that's called Am I or I Am? Question mark. Most of you know me as Paul. To some, I am divine inspiration, Pastor Paul. And to one and only one, I'm Spoonie G. Truth be told, there are quite a few more titles that are and or were a part of me. Now, my quandary is this. I know God is not a God of confusion. So my multifaceted collection of selves must be my flaw, my own personal illusion. Am I he who disobeys the word of God, despite how, quote unquote, hard I try? Am I that compromising, weak entity who allows myself to talk myself into things not realistically pleasing to myself? Am I the possessor of what seems to be a substantial store of information and intelligence that blesses me when God uses me to share it with others? Am I also the one who won't apply the same information and intelligence to itself? Am I all those things and much more? I'm embarrassed and ashamed to say the negative me can be counted by the score. Somehow I have to find a way to separate the chaff from the wheat within, like the phoenix from the ashes, which for me is the blood of Jesus. I must rise brand new. Gone are the scars of old. All of this newness is within my grasp. The ability to be completely through. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I hear you. I must speak life into the life you have given me. I am he who can say no to temptation. I am that beacon of godly light shining for all to see. I am the counselor, teacher, preacher, nephew, uncle, father, and friend. And I am only able to be those things because of the great I am who dwells within me. MI is dead, has taken the ultimate loss. The blood of Jesus, as he hung dying upon the cross, has paid all of my sins' cost. And I am is forevermore my boss. And he can be yours as well. Open your heart and put your ego and carnal desires to rest. Allow God himself to show you that from any and all possibilities, he and he alone is offering you the eternal very best. Poem. Now, Brother Alonzo, what say you on that piece?
Well, my opinion is you already know there's not too much that could be said. I'm not going to lie. It made me think of my piece. And, yes, no, in reality check, it made me think of my piece. Being that tonight is
a coming in calm night. Oh, there you go.
You hear me now? Mic check.
Yeah, you're better now. You're good.
Okay. My apologies. So it's, you know what I mean, as I was saying, it's one, it's receptive. It made me think, like I said, tonight it's about being freestyle. So it's like, how am I going to come in? You know what I mean? Like, you made me really just like reflect on the inside of myself. And I like your relationship with God. I like how you talk to him. You know, normally I keep asking, like, who do you be writing to? Or realistically, when you sit back and listen to your pieces, it opens up eyes. If not your third eye, it opens up a blind eye for sure, you know? And
praise God. Praise God. Because without him, I'm going to leave it just at that. All right. So now we're going to bring on, do you want to go next or do you want to follow automatic, Alonzo?
How do you feel?
Or you
gonna, I can go. Right?
Are you going to stand back? Are you going to go with him?
We can. Oh, no, I can go right now. Look, I ain't going to run. I don't know how automatic. He didn't want to feel like he was in the, following you. He didn't want to follow you, so but I don't want him last either, so we should have made him first, maybe.
Okay, it's too late for that one, but I guess we're going to let him close it out before we go into prayer.
Okay.
All right, so with that being said, my brother, the mic is yours, King.
This piece here, why did you choose me? Sometimes I'm just sitting here with my cup and drink, analyzing all my thoughts, all these voices, and I thank him. And I keep them mostly hidden deep inside. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm losing control, like I'm about to lose my mind. But hey, that's why I stay grounded as I'm flying. Shall I take a bow? Yes, but I'll put away the pride. I thank you at least once for allowing me to live this life. You know, at the end, I hope you take my soul when I go. It's on my time. And this is why I ask, why'd you choose me? Sometimes, I know, it just has to happen. Knowledge don't come with a time boundary. Wisdom don't come with mathematics to figure out. That's life. But I think that you made footprints, something to guide me, something for me to follow. Following this world, if you can't tell, there's no ifs. But I'm hollow. Mm. At the end of the day, I sit there and praise your name because you played the game the right way. You told me things. You showed me things that nobody would ever know or could do. Deep within inside me, I know there is you. So in the meantime, between time, I just want to do what I know is right and play the game and show the show. Better yet, I just want to do me. That way when we see face to face, I'll understand exactly why you choose me. And peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We don't have to ask who you were talking to with that piece. What say you to that piece, Automatic?
Okay. Oh, you want me I loved y'all pieces. Wow. God be the glory.
The one and only. And with that,
freestyling.
King, go ahead.
All right, freestyling. My freestyle is tell your neighbor.
Tell your neighbor. Okay. Mike is yours, King.
Tell your neighbor this. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. I want you to feel that tonight. I want you to feel that in your spirit. You see, you lost something. You lost something that you feel like you can't get back. But aren't you standing today? I need you to tell your neighbor that you're standing today. Confess that God is God. Confess that God is your provider, Jehovah Jireh. God is Jehovah Nisi. God is Jehovah Rophi. I need y'all to go ahead and feel like you can stand. I need you to tell your neighbor. You see, you've been through some tough times. But tough times, well, this is your testimony. And when you feel like defeat is not going to be an ending of you, what about the value? I need you to tell your neighbor. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Can you put it in God's hands tonight? Can you trust God just one more time and leave all those bad things behind? And this is the day that you're going to shine, and all the time that you guys step in line. You see, I lost some things. I was working on the truck. I was told that take the truck to be fixed. Caught up in the mix. Caught up in the lies. But I still should rise like Maya Angelou wrote a poem. And I'm going to take it home. See, you need to realize talking to your neighbor and knowing that you rise against failure. You need to know that God is the creator. You need to know that God is having your moment in time. See, I know it may be tough. You feel like you had enough. Tell your neighbor, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. It's your life in his hands. Are you going to give him another chance? Are you going to say, God, I give it all and everything was my downfall? Are you going to say, God, I know I lost some things. God, I was spending money. I worked so hard. But God, right here, you're going to take charge. Life is hard. And sometimes the simple things in life, sometimes the appreciation in life, but God is still God through your situation. Don't you realize what God gave you? God, take it from you. He'll give it back to you. Don't let the devil take your blessing. Don't let the devil take your smile. Will not be denied, and I need you to make sure that you talk to your neighbor. Don't you realize that you are changing testimonies? Don't you realize that bridge is being built again? Don't you realize that stability is coming to your life, the time, the effort? Don't you realize when you have the IMO, the intelligence, the motivation, the optimism, don't you realize that you said no to the devil and yes to God? That's a testimony to me. That's the testimony that's going to bring you free. That's the testimony when God give you a key that you open up the door and you're ready to explore. So when I say this, when I say this again and again and again, I need you to understand. Tell your neighbor once again, I know that I can make it. Come on now. I know that I can stand. Can you stand? No matter what may come my way, no matter what may come your way, no matter what come your way, just tell your neighbor, and your neighbor will tell you, and now you have a testimony. All over again. Tell your neighbor. Talk to your neighbor. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. Is in the morning, if I've been dry.
Okay. What you got for that piece, Alonzo?
I need the clap button. Where's that clap button at?
Don't worry about
that piece right there.
Worry about where is the bill invoice for the mic he destroyed. So we got to get that in the mail. We got to be reimbursed for these mics.
You broke the mic up. Excuse, don't try to accuse me of tearing the mic up. I'm gonna give me a lawyer. Cause you trying to accuse me of tearing the mic up.
Excuse me, sir. You're speaking
out of
turn.
I'm gonna call Johnny Cochran.
You did your piece. Now it's time for you to sit back and receive the information and receive this bill for $99.99 for that mic you just broke up, okay? Now, sit there, take that, and get your ink pen out
now,
and start writing that.
Now, you and Lonzo, we're going to court law because you and Lonzo tore the mic before I did. I didn't have no mic left.
Hey, brother, you keep saying Lonzo like...
I'm going to see y'all
like
for
mic. They're going to think he Mexican in the first place.
Nope. But listen, hey, Otto, I got to tell you,
yes.
You know, we had a good time laughing and cutting up, but on some real stuff, though. I got to tell you, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate how you continually push me to stretch my pen and to stretch my gifts. And it's done in laughs and giggles and all that stuff, but I appreciate your efforts, and I see what you're doing. And I just want you to know I recognize it, and I appreciate you for that, my brother. We're getting ready to do a few. We got five more minutes, so we're going to set the mics down, and we're going to do the shutting down process for now. Because we got 5 minutes.
Amen.
But I play like music, so I'm going to be playing some music, and who knows?
if he's still hanging out, then I might just come back in and do some more after that. Who knows? But I want to get the official prayer out and so on before the we go into the overtime.
Well, talk, baby.
If yeah, that part. So if you're listening in the chat room and you want to get in, and you want to get in before you're shut off, because in under 4 minutes they will shut you down and you will no longer be able to get in with us. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. Okay. This is, once again, the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by none other than Raw Links. I got mine. You might want to get yours, because the brother got some jewelry that just, yeah, it's gonna make you buy some. Just check them out on the book. Raw Links, LLC. All brainchilds of my brother from another mother, none other than For Real. The poet, and y'all might know him as Larry Maddox also, but that's the boss man. So what we're about to do is, Alonzo, do you have any closing remarks before I pray us out, and then we're going to throw some music on and we'll see what we do from there?
I'd just like to thank everybody that is tuned in, listening, called in now and later. Without y'all, this wouldn't be fun. And, you know, I always like to reiterate that we're East Coast and West Coast, so it's just not just one nation under the groove. But, you know, I appreciate everybody that's called in, that's put their time in. Rawlings, you know, I'm wearing my stuff. So, but also with that, I know throughout the week we have other things on the schedule for Epiphany Radio. And I'll leave you for that one. But other than that, I appreciate everybody. Love, peace, and hair grease.
Now you're showing your age. That's an old thing, hair grease. So we got 90 seconds. I appreciate everybody that came through with us. Let's go to the throne for a moment. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this platform that you directed this evening. Father God, take the words and the meditations of our hearts and our mouths and use them as you will to touch another, Father God. We ask that we might be a small, infinitesimal part of your grand design to save the unsaved within this world. We trust you, Lord, to use us as you will, to your glory. We thank you, and we just ask that as we leave this platform, but not from your presence, Lord, that you would walk with us, talk with us, guide us, and protect us from this world, Father, that we might be beacons upon hills for your word to shine to those that are lost. Use us, Lord. Enlarge our territories. We stand on the prayer of Jabez right now, Father God. Enlarge our territories. Empower us and prepare us to do your will. We love you, and it's in the mighty and precious, omnipotent name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen.
Endure it forever. Lord, you are good at your mercy. Endure it forever. People from every nation.
People from every nation.
Yeah.
From generation to generation. We worship you. You, hallelujah.
Working for my glory. Every day, but one thing remains the same. God, you still win me over. Your mercies are new every morning. God, your love never changes.
You still win me over.
You are the perfect love. Thank you.
not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not another second, another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong. The feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh.